Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Jordan, 11, calling from Pikesville, Maryland. And my joke is, how did the mobile phone propose to his girlfriend?
How did the mobile phone propose to his girlfriend? Let's get into it.
It's time for kid jokes.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you like or dislike this segment. It's always a nice reminder that we're halfway through the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a good milestone when you hear that, it's time for the kid jokes. And it's like, all right, halfway done. We can do it. If you've never joined us for kid jokes before, Jess, how do we do this?
Kids from all over the state of Maryland call in and take over our show, and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them, and it's a lot of fun for the kids, but it's a lot harder for us.
If you've got a funny kid in the car, pass them your cell phone, and kids, call us, 855-KID-JOKE. Just type in 855-KID-JOKE. Call us, tell us the joke. We will try to solve it like we're trying to do with Jordan's.
How did the mobile phone propose to his girlfriend?
Mobile phone proposed to his girlfriend.
Will you pair with me? I say pair because you know when you like or like connect with, because I'm thinking of like connecting your AirPods to your phone or
right.
Like pairing but something see, to I'm your thinking, Bluetooth.
To me, like the first thing that came to mind was ring. Like a phone's gonna ring.
He gave her the ring.
Oh, or
he just gave her a ring.
He gave her the ring or like
he gave her a ring.
He gave her a ring. Yo. I'm on fire today, man. We're going 4 for 4. 855-KID-JOKE if you got a funny joke for us.
Hi, my name's Charlie. I'm 10 years old, and I'm calling from Glenarm, Maryland. And my joke is, how do you know a vampire has a successful Valentine's Day?
How do you know that a vampire has a successful Valentine's Day? Man, I don't know what's going to be appropriate to say. Because I know what everyone's thinking, and I don't think that's the answer. What? Just tell us. You know what? Just tell us what the answer is for this one.
It's love at first bite.
Love at first bite. That was good.
855-KID-JOKE.
My name is James. I am 9 years old. I'm from Baltimore City, and my kid joke is, how did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for his birthday?
What?
How did Darth Vader, you have to help me with this one, I'm not a Star Wars person, but how do you know that Darth Vader, how did Darth Vader know what he got for his birthday?
I want to say something having to do with the Force.
Okay. Forced his way.
Like he used the Force.
He used the Force.
He felt his presence.
He felt his presence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he felt his presence. Oh, that's good. That was good.
855 kid joke. Hop in.
I'm Isabella. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Glen Burnie, and this is my joke. Why was the cheese afraid to hide?
Why was the cheese, so cute by the way, why was the cheese afraid to hide?
Oh, why was the cheese afraid to hide?
Yeah.
What do I think of when I think of cheese?
I'm thinking Swiss, like holy, but like had found a.
I'm thinking like because someone could like smell the cheese.
Smell the cheese, cut the cheese.
Slice.
He didn't want someone to cut the cheese. I'm going with cut the cheese. What?
Because it was always spotted.
Spotted. Okay.
Oh, cheetah.
Oh,
how did the cheetah?
That made sense. Good job.
That would make a lot more sense.
Good job, guys.
Or maybe the cheese was spotted. You know, maybe it had like mold on it. I don't know. If you're a kid with a funny joke, 855 kid joke.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.